come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. You can join us live on Facebook right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. You can visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And the banging around you here is Robbie. It's okay. She's on. We got her on today. That's a real big bonus.
I thought I turned the microphone down.
There's also like a fly in the yeah, microphone.
All right, I'm turning it down.
Mighty House is brought to you in part by the number one home show in Chicagoland. The Old House, New House Home Show at Pheasant Run is in St. Charles, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. Tickets are $7 for adults, $4 for seniors. Children under 18 are free. For more information, you can check them out at kennedyproductions.com or follow the link on our website at mightyhouse.net. And you can also just give us a call, 877-711-5611, and you'll have a chance to win two free tickets to the Old House, New House Home Show. We're doing it like this. You just call in all hour long. So if you can't get in, just keep calling. And eventually you'll get a hold of Trixie, tell her you want to be put on the list. The whole idea is just to keep her busy all hours so she's not bugging us. Mm-hmm. That's really the key.
She's not busy enough.
Yeah. So
exactly.
We need your help. 877-711-5611. Call her up, tell her that you need to get on the list, and then at the end of the hour, she'll draw your name or want a name, and you'll win the tickets there. And then we're going to send you down to Pheasant Run next weekend where you can see our friend and our buddy, Laura.
We're up.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Laura, you want to talk to us real quick about this this home show? How many years you been doing it?
Well, we've had the show since 1984. We've been
just a couple of years now.
Couple of years. Yep. We're a family business. I'm the second generation. Uh-huh. So grew up stuffing envelopes and mailing postcards for my mom and dad. Uh-huh. And the show has just grown steadily over the years. And we're so lucky to work with many, many talented companies, brands, installers, designers, and I think the point of the show is I'm a good example. I'm not handy at all. So the photo.
Oh, but wrong.
Oh, no, not handy. I have different skills. I'm really good at planning, good at sending emails and organizing.
You saw the picture Rich put on the newsletter, right?
You can smell the fear in that picture, though. Like, I'm like, ooh, that thing's moving and it looks sharp. So, thank God at Habitat, they have very patient project managers like Dan and Jeff. Justin, and that was volunteer Wayne teaching me about the skill saw. So,
excellent.
But I got to learn the skill saw and the table saw, but I'm not a handy person, truly. So I think that's some of the beauty of the show is you don't have to have the knowledge. You know, you have a project in mind or something's breaking in your house or it needs to be updated. Mm-hmm. You can just come and get ideas, meet experts and learn what's involved in a project, learn the language of a project and get some ideas and how to move forward.
Right. So you not only you have the manufacturers of the products, but you actually have some of the installers, the contractors actually doing the work too, right?
Yes, we do. We have a nice mix. We have designers, contractors. We have some national brands and manufacturers. So it's really a nice mix of different things at the show.
And it's a little show, right?
We have about 300 companies this year. So
amazing.
And one of our favorites is, well, Habitat for Humanity is our partner, Philanthropy. So for over 10 years, we've worked together. And we donate a portion of the ticket proceeds back to our local chapter based in Elgin, the Habitat for Humanity of Northern Fox Valley, and also their affiliates, the Restore Elgin and the Restore in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very cool. And we've got Michael Reeb here from the Chicago location.
Good morning. Good to be
here. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
I knew exactly where to park this morning because I remember last year and there was this center waiting area, the mezzanine Yeah.
The entry.
Yeah, here we are.
The foyer.
Back in the studio. Yeah, it's good to be here, and thank you for inviting us. Yeah, we're really excited to be a partner with the Old House, New House, Home Show again. It's great that we can, you know, provide what we provide to you, and even down to the personal experience. That photo of you working real hard, that was on a build site with our Northern Fox Valley team. So yeah, we're just really happy to be partnering with you guys again. It's a great show for us to also connect with other, you know, remodelers and home repair people as well.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. And so you sent me that picture, so you can't say you sent it.
I did. Okay. I did. Right. But I think it's...
You didn't expect it to go in our newsletter.
I didn't expect it in the newsletter. Because, well, Ron said, bring some show and tell items. Right. Yeah. And I was like, all right, what do I really have? What can I bring to show? And I'm like, well,
she brought
I'll
muffins.
Bring this.
I mean, muffins are a good show and tell
Rich.
Item.
Yes. It's a good start. That'll keep Ron busy for a while.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That's good. So, Michael have a they'll have a booth out there. So
yes, they'll have a booth, and they also have a nice exhibitor breakfast for a little networking party on Friday morning for to kind of kick off the show with all the participants. So it's a nice little industry kind of little mixer that they host, and it's just a great way to start the weekend. It sets the tone, and there are so many great opportunities with Habitat. I think the photo is from the Women Build, and that's coming up again in May. So I'll be back. They invited me back again, me and my killer skills.
Right.
Yeah, that's in May, always around Mother's Day. So any women who are listening, it's a great experience. You can go for just one day, but you always meet new people. And I do, I actually help to lay a subfloor, surprisingly. Yeah. Worked with sinker nails. I know, and there's not nail guns.
Yeah.
So, Laura? That was... Hi.
Go ahead.
How do we get a team together from Mighty House? I mean, not just me and Trixie, but, you know, somehow do a call-in where we could get a team.
That's
of
a great
women listeners.
Question.
I think that'd be fun.
It would be so fun. You know,
all right, we'll work on that.
Yeah.
It would.
Yeah, so Robbie, Allison, and then you could get...
I'll bring the muffins.
Yeah, there you go. And then Sherry that sits in for you, and then Lisa that sits in for you. We could put a whole team together.
It really is fun.
That would be awesome.
It's so fun. And it's just, you get to experience, you know, you get to work on the site, but then my son and I actually went to one of the house blessings to see the whole finished project and how everything comes together. And I have to say, it was really amazing, pretty mind-blowing. Yes.
Pretty that, magical.
It that, is yeah. magical. It
That's
really
gotta be
is.
Pretty cool to see the family being able to walk in and for the first time.
It really is. And it's really, you know, humbling. I worked on one tiny part of it, but just to see how many hands work together to put something together and how invested the homeowners are, it's really a special organization. So we really are the lucky ones that we've been able to partner with Deanna and Michael and the great team.
Yeah. Deanna, how you doing?
Good.
Here, why don't you share mine, because we're both
short. Hi, Deanna.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Just got close. Hi. I'm good. Sorry,
Deanna's
I'm
there.
That's all right.
I'm missing Deanna.
Yes,
there
you are.
There she is.
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Robbie.
Okay, so that's going to be...
Laura's doing the raise the roof thing. This is awesome.
Oh, that was
got
so
Deanna in
year.
The house.
All right.
All right, sorry. I guess I have to dab, right? That's what my kids do now.
What is that?
I don't even know what that is.
What is it?
I don't know. The dab?
Somebody do it so everybody can see.
I'm out.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, my kids.
No, the dab. Do the dab.
This one.
Where you put your... Yeah. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
That's a new one.
Allie, no?
No, I don't.
Really?
Don't know that one.
Okay. I'm aware of what it is.
I'm a ma'am now. There's no possible way anyone calls you a ma'am.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are they, like, four?
They look like it.
Okay, well.
That's how I know I'm a ma'am.
So, real quick, we got about 2 minutes before the break, but explain how these people get this house. I mean, do they just, you just hand over keys to them? How does that work?
No, actually, they have to be, they're actually considered family partners. So they participate in the building of their own home. They do have to have, you know, a certain level of credit rating, etc. But the whole thing is designed for people who are needing to get out of substandard housing. They don't necessarily meet the requirements of a standard mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So Habitat in Northern Fox Valley offers a free interest loan to the homeowner to help with that process, and the homeowner helps build the house. And a ton of volunteers, help build a house, because that's what makes it affordable for the homeowner.
Right. So and they're invested into that home. And
absolutely.
They've got blood, sweat, and tears in it, just like everybody else does.
And it's sometimes not just the parent or the person who's going to be signing on the mortgage. There'll be family members involved as well in helping to build the house.
And they have to put in so many hours, correct?
It's a minimum of 250 hours. And they can, depending on their situation, they can either do it on their home, but we also offer them the opportunity to do volunteer at Restore if for something is going on. We've had women who've been pregnant and they're just like, they can't be building and that kind of stuff. So, but pricing little widgets they can do.
You'll find something for them to do, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction, I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, you'll have a chance to win two free tickets to the Old House, New House Home Show. And we're giving those tickets away. There's only two left, one pair left. And you want to give us a call right now. Again, 877-711-5611. Call up Trixie. Just tell her you want those tickets, and we'll put you in your name in the hat. And we'll have that drawing at the end of the show today. So let's see. Let's go around the whole thing. We got Michael Reeb from the Restore.
Happy to be here.
Thank you. And Deanna Davies. She loves coming to see us, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, you just don't want to be next to the microphone thing.
She doesn't want to be on camera and stuff.
Well, we like you guys since Restore Chicago opened. You know, we've been seeing so much more of you. And
Oh, yeah. No, we've got trucks down there all the time now.
Yeah, exactly.
To the point where you say, okay, no more light fixtures. What you guys are, there's certain things now you can't take, right?
Sometimes, yeah, we do get, you know, sometimes we get a lot of doors, a lot of windows, and yeah, those are, you know, slower moving items to sell in the Habitat Restore than furniture and appliances and flooring, things of that sort.
Right. Yeah, that's cool.
And you know, as long as you're bringing that up, what are some things you can't take? I was down here. Because you know what, I'm crazy and I do work in thrift shops when I'm down here volunteering. And somebody was asking where to go for mattresses and box springs. And I said, I don't think that any place can sell mattresses and box springs.
Well, they can't sell used.
Yeah. So if it's new.
I don't think I'd want to buy used.
Gross.
Right?
I agree, but people will look for it. You know, if they're... And is that the same with box springs?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what are some things that people have tried to donate that you're just like, we just can't take it?
She's thinking.
There's a dirty joke in here. About
well, mostly the issue is we don't take, you know, kids' clothing. We don't take clothing at all and shoes or those kind of things. We refer people to other places that do that. And so... For us, I think when people want to donate things, they have to be in good condition. They have to be clean. They, you know, they have to have all those kinds of for furniture, like upholstered. We don't want it chewed up by dogs or scratched by cats or those
but
kinds of things.
But that's a good patina on that sometimes.
Well,
right? No.
No. It's a condiment.
She's not. Oh, the mustard stains. Come on. I mean, you can't recreate that stuff.
Right. Right. And so we don't, I mean, so those, there, we just have caveats for certain things, appliances. We can't take appliances that are, you know, 20 years old because they've.
So you can't take blenders and things like that?
We have taken blenders, but we tend to shy away from them. We don't take used garbage disposals, you know, those kinds of things. So it's really, you know.
What about electronics? That's a big question. Do you recycle electronics?
No, we don't. Well, we never recycled them anyway. We used to take electronics. We stopped doing that because we became overwhelmed with televisions.
Mm-hmm.
And because televisions are so hard to recycle, even the whole electronics recycling industry, is having trouble trying to figure out what to do with the tubes and the, the lead and all mm-hmm. that stuff that's in there,
right?
And how to dispose it. It's one of those situations where they're looking at places of land where they can bury those parts, landfill kind of thing. So we became overwhelmed with that, and we just couldn't handle it, and became a situation where we would have to actually pay an electronic recycler to take the TV, so we had to stop.
Yeah, but outside of these things that we can't take, like some televisions and electronics and clothing, I think it's a good rule of thumb to think of Habitat for Humanity Restore as a home improvement discount center. So just about anything you'd find at a local True Value, Ace Hardware, in addition to home goods and furniture and things you might find at a Salvation Army. So all of that, but without the clothing. And, you know, we take donations of all different sizes and types. I think one of my favorite stories is I think I got a calendar from my grandmother for Christmas, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I was like, well, I'll just donate it to Restore. One calendar went on the floor. It sold for $5, right? And that's $5.
Wow.
It goes back to Habitat for Humanity. So if it's a small home good, or if it's a refrigerator, an appliance, or a couch, it doesn't matter. You can drop it off. Give us a call. We'll be able to come out and pick up. We're happy to work with you as an individual, as a business owner, whatever it might be. So
right. Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. So
We have a Restore and a Home Store down in South Naples, but it's not well run. There's never anything good in it.
Well, that's actually a good reminder, I guess. Habitat for Humanity Restores, they're all run autonomously by the affiliate that they're associated
yes.
with. So the Northern Fox Valley affiliate operates the Elgin Restore. We also help to oversee the Chicago Habitat for Humanity Restore. And we know, at least in those two locations, we can promise you good product. I guess functionality.
A great value add comment there, Rich.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I got to add this too, though.
Well, the Elgin one, she's always had that place stocked to the gills. It was always good to go up there.
Thanks,
and then the
Rich.
Chicago Restore is good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, some stats came out not long ago with Restores. And just so you know, first of all, Restore Elgin is number one in the region and in the state of Illinois, and Restore Chicago is
number two.
Sweet. And they got to that level in three
first
years.
First runner up.
Awesome.
So I guess we know what we're doing a little bit.
Excellent job.
That's my point. I like going there.
Yep. No, it's cool.
And as you said, they are all over. There's one on my side of the coast, Rich. There's a Vero Beach one. I haven't been in yet, but I'm going to go check that out. Just so I can, report back to Deanna and tell her how wonderful she is. We already know it, but,
Well, regardless of where
it's
you're...
It's a team effort.
Regardless of where you're living, if you search Habitat for Humanity Restore in your county or your city, you'll probably be able to find something.
Right.
Just drive it out to Elgin and drop it off.
You're right.
That's fine.
And there's a total of, 8 in the Chicagoland area, I think?
There are 8 affiliates, and I believe there are 9 total Restores.
Oh, really? Because you guys count as 2.
Well, in McHenry County, they might
have
to.
Two,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, if you can't make it to Elgin or in Chicago, there are other places to go drop them off.
Yeah.
And I've been to several of those, too. Wherever we have our job that's closest, that's where we go drop the stuff off. So
yeah, be it a homeowner, if you're remodeling, or myself, I live in Chicago on my own in an apartment, and my entire apartment is furnished with items that I found for sale on the Restore floor.
Mm-hmm.
So any walk of life, come on and see what we have. That's the nice thing about Restore.
Yeah, it's cool. And also, Laura's standing here very quietly. She's another one that prefers to be in the background, but
we're gonna
drag her to the front here. And I told her you bring in some, because you run the home show every year, and you have it. It's always in February, right?
Yes.
And you've been doing it. What did you say? Like 2 or 3 years? How many years was it?
Well, since 1984.
Yeah, a couple
we
years. Yeah, and. You've taken over like 2 buildings at Pheasant Run too, right?
Yes,
and they're packed to the gills with just all kinds of stuff.
Correct.
So I told you to bring some show and tell items.
Yes,
because we're on Facebook Live, so you can maybe do some something there. What'd you bring us to kind of show off a little bit that might be at the show?
Well, one thing that's kind of special about the show that I really love, you can just come and see what the new trends are. you guys know because you're kind of at the forefront of the industry here. You see this stuff all the time. But for the average homeowner, I think it's
We're painting over all the gray. It's now white on white.
Really? Yeah. Is that what you're seeing?
Finally, the gray is going away.
Gray is going away with one pop of color on a wall.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I brought. The color forecast from Sherwin-Williams.
Yeah.
So the palettes for this year, everybody. Calming.
Yeah,
and then two that are kind of more poppy.
Yeah.
One multicultural-ish.
But there's not really, there's really only one that's really a gray, but that's more of a pewter. There's not the you know, where the sky looks gray and just dreary.
Yeah, there are all kinds of gray.
Yeah, but that's the gray I always see is that dreary gray that you walk in and you go, oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to walk in and be uplifted by the color on the walls. And
yes.
that's starting to come back, and that's good.
Yeah, I agree. When we have, you know, could be 4 to 6 months of gray skies.
Right.
It's hard to paint your interiors the same color.
Right.
So when that trend came, I was a little bit resistant and reluctant. So I'm happy to see the colors coming back.
Yeah, I resisted the entire time and complained the entire time. So I never fell in line.
You know what else is coming back? Wallpaper.
Yes.
Yes, I've seen that too.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a fun trend, and it can really add a big splash. And yes, I like that trend too.
Yeah, we're doing a 5,000 square foot house in the Frank Lloyd Wright Historical District, and it's all wallpaper.
Cool. Excellent.
I almost fell over when that was announced.
Yeah, that's good though.
But yeah.
It's fun. I like putting it up. We haven't done it in years.
Well, they have all kinds. I mean, I just haven't seen it.
Could you do a wallpaper show?
Yes, you could.
Yes, please.
Do you have any wallpaper people there?
You know, we have some who are painters and decorators, who I imagine can do those things. So, and we have in the past. So we'll see if that kind of cycles back through again.
That trend starts to come back through. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What else you got for us?
Well, we have a new person this year, an artist who does home portraits and architectural artwork. So this is his first time.
Let me see if we can.
Okay.
You go ahead and talk about it.
His name is
run that up there.
Okay. His name is Chris Pappas. He's with us for the first time, and he specializes in home portraits and these beautiful drawings, pen and ink, hand-drawn artwork. So I just thought that was pretty special, super special, something different. We also have a new workshop this year. Speaking of our gray, dreary skies, it's a new workshop. Hiding.
She just realized she was on there.
She's like, look.
She's hiding.
So you've been on for an hour
Facebook
already.
Live.
You know, I don't like you guys anymore.
See what we did to her, Laura?
Oh, she's all right.
Sorry, we interrupted you.
But that is a great brochure.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, it is. She's getting her brand there. Yep.
It's all about branding.
Yes,
it is. But I was just saying about this great new workshop on landscaping, design, color, and trends.
Okay.
So that'll be on Friday and Saturday at noon. And it's just the perfect time of year to come and get some ideas of how to freshen up your yard. And again, you can get some ideas. People who are handy can do it themselves, or there'll be experts there to help walk through projects too.
Yeah. And what other kind of, you have other seminars going on
Yes,
too,
we do. We have great workshops, a daily kitchen design workshop. We have also a daily beautiful bathrooms workshop. And then on Sunday only, we have one workshop on decorating trends. No grays, says Ron.
Right.
All right. We're going to take another quick break and we'll come back. We're just going to keep Deanna on Facebook Live now the entire time. Look at that look I got. Ooh, nasty. That just sent a chill down my spine. All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you join us on Facebook Live right now, you can see,
everybody.
No, Deanna's really getting mad at me. But if you tune in, you'll see how mad she is.
No hug for you today.
She also found out we were live on Facebook through the break. So that was pretty funny. But if you join us there live right now, it's brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more information about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, you'll have a chance to win two free tickets to the Old House, New House Home Show. And we're giving those tickets away this hour. You've got one chance left to get this pair. And Laura, how much is it to get in?
It's $7.
Okay.
And that's good for all 3 days to come and see the show. Yep. And there are also coupons on our website that you can log on and print out.
And you get a dollar off then, too,
yes,
if you sign up online.
Yep.
Okay. Or you can get it free right now if you just call 877-711-5611. Trixie will put your name in the hat, and we'll have a drawing at the end of the show. So we'll do that. Sue, cool. Let's see. So we've got Michael and Deanna from the Restore. And we've got Laura from the Old House, New House Home Show. And then Robbie's out there in the ether somewhere. Are you not?
I am here.
There. So she is there. See, we got this all worked out. Okay, so we got a full house. So over at that show is coming up next weekend, correct, Laura?
Yes.
And we were talking through the break there. You've got some new people coming in.
Yes, we always have a good core group of our regular participants, but we always have some new ones as well. So this year we're happy to welcome Goliath Tech. Fritz Thompson will be with us for the first time. And
okay.
Specialty is helical piles.
Yes.
You're going to have to help me understand what this is, because I think it seems pretty technical, but for foundations, decks, sunrooms, and pergolas to really be sure you're anchoring properly.
So just go. Mm-hmm. This is a real. Yeah.
Sounds this very
is a
important.
This is a manly thing here.
Okay. I figured, but I need your help to understand what it is.
It takes. It's big equipment.
Although a woman probably designed it. But,
okay.
You know. Could be. But it takes big equipment. Big tractors come in, and you drive these helical coils down into the ground. If you have a deck that's constantly moving, a foundation that's moving, and you want to stabilize it, that's what these helicoils do. So you drive them in there, they go down to bedrock, and then you anchor to that. And okay. Everything's going to stay solid and not move around like it does.
Till the earthquake hits.
Exactly.
And the bedrock shifts.
I love that glazed over nod that she's doing while you're explaining.
Yes.
Like, I was thinking, like, how far down is bedrock. That sounds sort of Flintstone-esque.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is. But yeah, you could be
wait
going
until
down
you see the dinosaur that does it.
Right. So the other thing is, as they're going down, they'll also sense the pressure of the turn as it's going down. And once it gets to a certain pressure, they may not need to make it to bedrock. But they can at least get down to a point where they know it's not going to move anymore, just based on the tension and the torque that it's taken to drive the helicoil.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You do have to give it a that does sound very.
Yeah. See, yes. That's cool. I'm all over that.
Okay. And this recommendation came to us through NARI.
Oh,
so
really?
We're very grateful.
Excellent.
Yes. Thankful
cool.
for the recommendation.
Cool. And a couple other people you were talking?
Well, we have Miele Appliances coming this year. So we're really excited
about
that.
See, Allison is all over that one.
Miele is the only dishwasher that can wash Riedel glasses.
What kind of glasses?
Riedel glasses.
Okay.
They're like stemware, and they're very fragile. And Miele is the only one that you can put those glasses in the dishwasher.
Okay.
As someone who hates to wash dishes.
and
it's a big pull for me.
So it's like stemware? Is that like for wine or something?
Yes,
grape
it's for
juice?
Alcohol.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice big glass of wine.
It's like a bowl?
Yes.
So
a fish bowl.
It's a punch bowl with a stem on it.
Yes.
For Allison.
Yeah, in my
Got
house,
it.
It's not for decoration.
So Allison,
I'm a woman of action.
Allison's sound effect can be, ooh, ah. Yeah. Ron's was, ooh, ah.
Excellent. Okay. And?
Also, we have a lot of reclaimed lumber ideas, that different ways that things are being repurposed, reused, keep them out of landfills. So there seems to be kind of like a farmhouse chic movement that's going. And we're just seeing it in a lot of different applications. So, you know, from decorative wall hangings to the wide plank floors and It's pretty cool. I think it's a great look. It's warm and rustic and charming, but it's also really practical. Mm-hmm. So we'll have that in a few different ways coming through with different exhibits.
So you're just going to have stacks of pallets
no,
for people to break
no,
apart? Is that what it
no,
is?
No, no. Just maybe at Restore they might have that. I don't know.
Do you guys take pallets?
We do have pallets.
Yeah, we don't really take them. We get them on
right, but then do
things
you sell
that are
them?
Donated. We do. We have sold them. Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm seeing, you know, there's like a huge demand all of a sudden for aged pallet wood.
Really?
Yeah. For you know, people use it on bars or like a backdrop on a wall or,
yes.
You know, there's a bunch of different uses for it, making cabinetry out of it. Mm-hmm. So that's why when you're talking about that wood, that's what I started thinking was people are making furniture out of it or
yes, countertops, know, wooden countertops.
All kinds of things. Yeah. Whatever it is, you can grab a pallet and make it out of that wood.
Yeah.
Except it's no good if you run it through your planer and it has, because you go through the metal detector and you pull all the nails.
Yeah.
But the metal detector doesn't pick up the gravel that's bound in the bottom. So then you put nicks into your planer knives.
Right.
Not a happy camper.
No. And we leave ours at the shop. We just leave them stacked up outside. And when, as they get grayed and they gray out and stuff, people come by and take them.
Because that's kind of the cooler patina
that
that's
you the, that's
want.
That's what they're looking for.
Okay.
So
they're also $5 a piece when you turn them in.
Yeah. Hey, can we take all your pallets? Sure. You know, you sell them for, you know, $5-$10 and everybody's happy. So that rustic wood thing's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do they have barn beams and stuff like that then too? Or?
I think some of the groups can do those. Yeah. Some of the groups can do those. Yeah.
That is some cool stuff. And,
yes.
And that's kind of trendy, but we've been doing it for a while. Mm-hmm. So
there's a guy up on Clark Street by Wrigley American Barn Company. I don't know if he's still there, but that guy has a cool workshop. He goes and takes down barns and then repurposes for furniture and that and makes stuff for the designers.
Right.
That guy does some really nice stuff too.
Yes. Yeah.
That's fun to do.
Yeah. It's cool. It looks cool too.
Right.
It just looks very warm and welcoming. It has a nice appeal.
Yes. Yeah. Aesthetically, it's pleasing.
Yes.
It's for your gallon of wine that you're drinking when you sit down.
Everything is pleasing after a gallon of wine.
Except the next morning.
Well, I heard there's a pill you can take now for that. They've got something for that.
No, you're confused.
Oh, I am?
For something else.
Oh, okay. All right. There's also some the staples that you always have. I'm sure you've got one or two window people there, maybe?
One or two or more.
And outdoor companies for entry doors and
stuff
like
and
that?
Yep, and we have some heating and air companies, mm-hmm. a lot of kitchen designers. These are projects that are always popular. They just seem like every home, people are constantly needing these things. So we do have some good representation. It's good for people to get informed on these projects. These are expensive things for people to do in their homes. So I always feel like knowledge is power, and it's good for the homeowners to have just even the language. Anytime we start a project in our home, my husband and I are scratching our heads. We don't have the knowledge, even though I work in this industry. Really, I'm a coordinator and a planner. I'm not a contractor. So
you can lay out the whole area and make sure everybody's got a booth.
Right.
That you're good at.
That's my skill.
Well, the great thing about the home show too is the tangibility of it. You know, the you can touch and feel. Yes. You know, everybody's working off of social media now, looking at professional photos of finished bathrooms and kitchens. You know, but there isn't a whole lot of places for people to go to get access to a lot of different kinds of materials and see and touch and feel and get a good idea of what it's actually going to look like.
Yes. Thank you. That's very nice. I agree.
I think it's cool, though, because some people say, do I want an all-wood window with a clad exterior? Or do I want a fiberglass window? What's that? Mm-hmm. How about vinyl? I'm going to be in my house a couple of years. Maybe I'll
Yeah, it's
vinyl.
Always great when you can but actually look at them.
You'll be able to see
and
all
open
of those.
Them and, you know, see how the mechanisms change from, you know, a Marvin to a vinyl.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And just even learning about differences in product quality for things like flooring, tile, carpet. Just learning the language of what goes into each decision when you're deciding, well, what is my budget or what is it worth spending a little more to have a nicer quality that's going to last longer? And just kind of like Allison said, like the touching, the tangibility of it,
right.
Or just seeing the different finishes. The tile booths are always really exciting to me because it just seems like backsplash. Like that's a project that you could do that would give your kitchen a new look. Not everything is, you know, a huge budget at the show. You can do some makeovers and quick fixes that can really freshen up a space.
All right. And then the question that Robbie would ask if she was in, are you there, Robbie? Is she there? I don't.
I am here. I'm just looking up how to buy and sell pallets.
See?
There's all kinds of articles on how to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
south side of Chicago, that's all they do. They drive around picking up pallets. Yeah. And there's a couple of places in the south side where you drop them off. They said $5 a piece.
Now, Robbie's question would be, what food?
How much?
What food vendors are going to be there and who's cooking what? That's why that was what she'd want to know.
Well, we do have a new exhibitor coming this time, Two Fat Guys Barbecue Sauce. They're brand new this year, and we're so excited to have them with us.
I'll fit right in.
Yeah, it's a great guy.
Did you give them an outside area where they can be? Are they going to be making up some?
Well, they're going to do samples, but I don't. Okay. They're not going to have grills or anything, but they'll be inside the Mega Center, and they'll have products for tasting. And it's their first time joining us, so we're super excited. It's a great product.
Have we mentioned where the Old House New House Home Show is going to be yet? We haven't said that yet.
Let's close it up because we got a minute left. Go, Michael.
Or no, it's not me.
No, it's you.
No,
go. Go ahead. Come on. No.
Okay. It's at Pheasant Run. It's at Pheasant
Run. In St. Charles.
Yes.
Okay. And when is it?
It's next weekend, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. And the address is 4051 East Main Street, which is North Avenue, Route 64 in St. Charles.
Yes. So 350.
Well, what is it? Main Street, North Avenue, or Route 64? Make up your mind.
It's all the same thing.
It's whichever you want. Anything you
Blacker
want it to
is
be.
East, west, and north, south.
See, and that's why I was not in charge of giving words, because I just say Pheasant Run. I don't know the address or that it's on three streets in one.
Or it's on Bourbon Street, and then that's confusing.
Yes.
Or you could land at DuPage County Airport and just walk over if you want to.
But thanks to the internet, just search Old House, New House, Home Show, or Pheasant Run, and you'll find it. No problem.
That's
next
it.
Weekend.
Excellent. All right, let's close it up. Michael and Deanna from the Restore Elgin and Chicago, I appreciate your time. I always like having you in, Deanna. It's always fun.
Thank you.
She's going to kill me.
It's hard to keep her excitement level down.
No, I'm very happy to be here. I appreciate Laura inviting us.
Well, I love working with you and Michael. It's a great fit.
Yeah, excellent.
Really fun.
All right. Thanks, Laura. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
All right. Shuffle everybody out.
Wow. God, you really know how to clear a room.
That's it. Oh, no, you know what it was.
That's the other way.
No.
Robbie knows the first way.
Yeah, Robbie, that's good. She's been in Florida today.
That's right.
It's been good. No, Johnny. Johnny just said 20 seconds, and I was like, oh!
I know. We were like, okay,
hurry,
take the photo,
quick picture. Yeah, excellent. Okay, so I don't know if you've I don't know if you've joined us at this point in the show. We kind of just do a thing called "What did we learn today."
Oh no, I haven't heard this.
So I'm going to start.
This is why it's a very short segment.
Yeah.
Right. What did we learn today?
Yeah, so I wanted to start with Robbie because I all of a sudden she like tuned out and during part of that. So I want to find out from Robbie. Are you there, Robbie? Click in. I can hear you click in. Come on. Click. Robbie. Click. Click, Robbie. Come on.
Jeez, when you said we were done, she thought you meant she didn't look the clock, apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
So what did we learn today? I learned that Tyvek tape was an option for construction prep.
See, and I learned I don't want to do that because the drywall comes off with it.
Now, if you're doing an addition, like when I was closing off half a house and I had to close off all the door openings and I needed that to stay up there for 3 months.
Right.
Tyvek tape is worth it because I can scrape it off the wall 3 months later and touch up the paint. I don't want to be putting that plastic up every damn day.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
You know, so it's not, if you're just doing a quick job, don't do that. But I mean, if you want it to stay up for 3 months, that's the ticket.
Right. And you know, you're going to be repainting that wall anyway.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Fair enough.
But
okay.
No, I mean, it's just, it works that well.
Yes. So. I would agree.
I wouldn't have even thought of it.
No, it.
So
it's some sticky stuff. It's better than duct tape too.
Duct tape.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
Duct tape.
Yeah.
What did you learn today, Ron?
I think I'm going to have to go out to the Old House, New House, Home Show. She's got some new stuff out there. And The barbecue dude.
She had him at barbecue sauce.
That's it. I heard barbecue sauce. I'm all in.
He's like two fat guys and barbecue.
I'm right in the middle of that one.
God.
I fit right in. It's
those are my people.
Yeah. Exactly it. Exactly.
Two fat guys barbecue. Yeah. Yep,
I can make it three fat guys.
Really? It's going to have to be a bigger bottle or a lighter label. I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah. So that's cool. Are you there, Robbie? Hello.
Yes, I am.
Hey, she's back. All right. So what did you learn?
I learned that I could make money by selling pallets.
Yes. She's enthralled right now.
You disappeared on us, and I figured that's what you were doing with some heavy research right now.
Yeah, well, I can't click on the computer because it upsets you.
No, well,
yes, it upsets all of this stuff.
You hear all the clicketing, the clickety clacketing of the keys.
So I turn it off, but then when you say Robbie, then I turn it back on, but there's that delay.
Right. Well, no, I was saying it earlier, about 2 or 3 minutes ago.
Oh.
And you were ignoring us. Hey!
Sorry.
Please fasten your seatbelts.
We're about to hit some turbulence.
Yes. Keep your trays up and in the upright position.
It's like the third time I've heard that today, and I don't know where that's coming from.
I could turn off.
Was that you, Robbie, or was that Rich?
No, that wasn't me.
I'd like to say it was Rich. Yes, it was Rich.
It was Rich.
Because it wasn't me.
Oh, of course not. No, not at all.
I only make those bad sounds on the chair.
Yeah, sit down before you click the mic on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Laura was horrified when she heard that. She looked at me and I was
really?
Like, yeah, I was like, that's not me.
Yeah. It was not in the studio.
No, I didn't do it. So what can you sell pallets for?
Well, it sounds like I'd have to have a big truck to do this.
Okay.
So that wouldn't really work. But they say you can make $125 a day.
Really? How much do you spend in gas?
Well, that's a thing, you know. So I'd have to rent a big truck or, you know, borrow a friend's construction truck. And, you know, it wouldn't be worth it. But it was interesting.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. I would just want to be able to see a couple, like, on the side of the road and pick them up and be able to have, like, a contact that I could just bring them to.
Right.
I don't want to go into business.
Right. And they only accept certain sizes, too, just so you know.
Correct.
They said you have to sort them out by size because some places accept some sizes, some another, and you have to fix them up and remove the nails and stuff or whatever.
Right, right. So don't just think any pallet's going to be worth $5.
You know, the internet's amazing thing. I mean, her entire dream was realized and crushed in about 10 minutes.
Allison.
She was like, oh my God, that's it.
Uh-huh.
That's it. I'm going to sell pallets. Yep. It's like, $125 a day. And then how much is a truck rental? I mean, you have all that information right there.
Boom, done.
Boom. No, this is a terrible idea. Cancel the business plan. Call the investors back.
Well, Rich, I'll give you a sneak preview into next week's Clutter Clarity if you'd like to put it in the newsletter.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, that'd be the first time. Go ahead.
No, second.
God, you second. Guys.
I know. Allison, they're horrible to me. Foolproof kitchen hacks. Foolproof kitchen hacks.
So I could do them?
Like F-O-O-L or F-U-L-L?
F-O-O-L.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's an article that I found here in the local newspaper. And I will give you one of them because it's kind of interesting.
Go ahead. A teaser for next week.
So, you know, everybody's big into roasting vegetables now. You know, you roast your broccoli and you roast your potatoes.
No.
Yes.
No.
This says, okay, boys, cool it. Thanks, Allison.
You're welcome.
This says the next time you're planning on roasting any vegetables, drizzle the pan with olive oil and put in the oven while the oven is preheating. When the time comes to do the roasting, put the veggies on the hot surface. They will start to sizzle immediately, and you will get that lovely crispy edges that you're looking for.
Mmm, fennel.
I like that idea. Because sometimes
you
they're too...
You never did that before?
Oh, no, yeah. You're going to act like the king chef.
No, I do asparagus. We always do it like that. You always have that pan hot. You don't put food in a cold pan.
Yeah, I've never done it with the pan hot before. And I do asparagus
Watch
and broccoli. All right, so there goes my clutter clarity then for the next week. So, Rich, now you get to think of something.
Another dream realized and crushed.
No, it's only one hack.
By Rich. They're all crushed by Rich Cowgill.
Yes.
All right.
I'm talking over him, so I can't hear what he's saying.
All right, 30 seconds,
yeah,
Rich.
You do a very good job of it.
Rich, what else did you – did you have anything you wanted to add here at the end? You good?
No, I think it was very successful.
Good. All right, that's what he learned today. Allison, real quick.
It was all good.
Thanks, Allison, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Your info there real quick?
Oh, Allison Case with Integra Rehab.
And if you're ready to do something on the south side, Hyde Park area probably?
Yep.
Plan ahead. Call her now if you want to do something in the fall or early spring next year.
Thank you.
Call now.
Call now.
Plan ahead because... go ahead, Robbie.
Real quick, I just want to say I was also looking up the benefits of women contractors. They have more empathy. They say that's a big thing. Women will empathize with you and say, okay, we know it's about what you want, you know, so let's really get to the heart of the matter. They say men just want to get it done. They don't care what you want. They just want to, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, women are better at lying about it. Yeah.
All right. I want to say thanks to Laura and Michael. Laura from the Old House, New House Home Show. Michael and Deanna from the Restore Elgin in Chicago. Appreciate them taking time to stop in and talk to us. Go out to the Old House, New House Home Show next weekend and see Laura. Have a good time out there. It's a great show to go to. Next week, I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll have a good time. Keep it square and level until next Saturday.
Until next Saturday. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production. Mighty House.